Time for a Wimbledon update with Brett Phillips. Thanks to Yonex. 76 years of performance tennis product crafted in Japan. Check out their latest range at yonex.com.
The hardest worker in the world at the moment is our man, Brett Phillips. BP, how are you, mate? BP, you there?
I'm certainly here.
Oh, there he is.
He was just having one of those lollies.
We just lost you. Okay, mate, how's things going for you so far at this point of the tournament?
Well, fresh as a daisy. I mean, I've had about 3 hours sleep today and feeling absolutely magnificent. What a night we had. I mean, actually, it's been a great couple of days of the championship, so it hasn't disappointed. Big crowds. We've had, 15 five-setters. We've had some good Aussie victories. It's been compelling. And the Russians and Belarusians, unfortunately, are missing out on the championships this year, as we know. But apart from that, it feels like a very, very normal Wimbledon.
What about Serena Williams, Brett? First time ever knocked out in, I'd imagine, I've just made that up, but I'd imagine that would be the first time she's ever been out in the first round?
Absolutely, yeah. Extraordinary match. Extraordinary match that had a lot of ebbs and flows, momentum shifts. There was, certainly very, very evident there was the 40-year-old Serena trying to crib her way around the court, and then she would sort of explode into a little bit of 25-year-old Serena for periods where she was, moving like a gazelle out on court, chasing down balls. She was, able to serve clutch when she needed it, but it's a sign, isn't it? I mean, what she's trying to do is pretty much mission impossible to win a major at the age of 40 in a sport where, you're very much the hunted now, and there's probably less of the intimidation. There's more confidence on the other side of the net that, that player can actually take your scalp. And but Harmony Tan, I've always loved the underdog story in sport, and she'd never been on this sort of stage. It was just, wow, I can't believe I've ever got the chance to play on centre court at Wimbledon. I hope I might be able to take a couple of matches and not be bageled by the great Serena Williams. And she goes out and beats her. I mean, it's just fairy tale sort of stuff that we love as sporting commentators and just theatre goers who love live drama and live sport. So it was great from that point of view. But, will we see Serena back? I mean, if that's her last match at Wimbledon, she's gone out playing an epic, and whether we're going to see her play anymore, who knows? There's always a bit of mystery around Serena, and she'll keep her cards pretty close to her chest.
You mentioned drama. Well, it seems to follow this bloke, Nick Kyrgios. He has survived, but it wasn't easy.
I don't know where to start, to be totally honest. I've actually watched the press conference, but I believe that was full of, full of pasta or whatever he was eating and everything else that went with it. But look, yeah, I mean, the tennis on court, look, he didn't play his best, and he knows that. He's got the IQ. I'll give him that credit, that he's got the IQ to know that he had a pretty ordinary day at the office, but he found a way to win, which the very good players so often do, as we know, in sport. It was all the other shenanigans that are sort of just part of a day at the office for Nick Kyrgios, so we know he's coming. But I find it interesting that, it's quite contradictory, really, because he is all about the new age fan and the fans actually engaging and being a bit looser at sporting events. And then he wanted them to be all prim and proper and not criticise and not say anything and not show bad etiquette. So, I don't know, the truth's somewhere there in between. But, we know what we're going to get, don't we? It was served up on a platter on and off the court last night. It's never dull, and it tickles some people's fancy and it doesn't tickle others.
Since Ash retired, Iga has taken the reins, keys to the city, so to speak. So 36 straight win now. If you read it as written, it looks like Swiatek, and I know it's not Swiatek. Teach us how to say her surname properly, Brett.
Yeah, so it is Iga Świątek.
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 Świątek. Yeah, if everyone can get their lips around that one, I know it's a difficult one, the tennis names, absolutely, but she could be world number one for the next 5 years. That's how well she's tracking at the moment. She is well clear of the field, and we're going to be saying her name a hell of a lot. It's a little difficult one, but she's a ripper. On and off the court, she is compelling viewing at the moment and playing outstanding tennis.
What are you looking forward to for day three coming up, Brady?
Well, it's all about one man tonight, one part of the special case, Thanasi Kokkinakis, centre court tonight up against Novak Djokovic. That's where I suggest everyone stays up a little later, gets the popcorn out and kicks back on the couch and takes this one in. Hopefully, Thanasi has recovered really well from his first-round match, and he enjoys being part of centre court. I mean, that's the dream of every young tennis player, to at least play one match on centre court at Wimbledon, and he gets his chance. And look, if he can find his range off the ground and really put some pressure on Djokovic by playing with good depth and just, you know, getting him into some uncomfortable areas, then, you know, you can certainly take a set off Novak, who was a little scratchy in his first round. But look, it'd be brilliant. I mean, it was a young Kyrgios that beat Nadal on centre court, you know, going back almost a decade ago at Wimbledon. So anything's possible as these guys are ageing, Djokovic and Nadal. It's not as easy for them. I hope the cock's up for the challenge tonight, because he can play.
BP, thank you so much for your reporting of last night's Wimbledon. Now, before we go, yesterday we asked you about your favourite karaoke song. So we're going to go out with your favourite karaoke song. If you want to sing along, you're quite welcome.
Did you do it my way, Brian?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. I love this song.
Don't
Come on,
Craig.
Crank it up.
Crank it up, Gibbo.
Without exemption. I plan each charted course. Come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Along the byway.
Who's way did you do it, Brett?
Crank it up.
Whose way did you do it, Brett?
I did it my way.
That's right, best in the business. BP, Brett Phillip, BP, best performer, ladies and gentlemen. Good on you, BP. We'll talk tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to lie down.